This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. New federal numbers show Colorado's economy shrank to start the year, but CPR's Ben Marcus reports it could have been worse.
The new numbers are from the Bureau of Economic Analysis. They show that Colorado's GDP, gross domestic product, fell just 1.9% in the first quarter. Every neighboring state saw their GDP drop even more, like Wyoming, where the GDP dropped almost 10%. Andrew Friedson is an economist at CU Denver.
I think one of the reasons why Colorado has been doing better than neighboring states is that we have a much more diversified economy.
But Friedson says inflation is a major problem for many families.
Price pressure has really caught up with people in a harmful way.
And most Coloradans' wages are not keeping up. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
An El Paso County sheriff's candidate is under investigation for reportedly cooperating with a local gun store to give discounts to people who signed a petition to get him on the ballot. CPR's Allison Sherry.
Paying people to vote or to sign a petition is a violation of state election law. Joe Roybal won his primary election as the Republican candidate for sheriff. Roybal said in an emailed statement that only 43 people signed the petition from the gun business, and that he had enough access signatures so it shouldn't affect his candidacy. State prosecutors are looking into the matter, though, and it's been referred to the Pueblo District Attorney to avoid conflicts of interest in Colorado Springs. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
This is CPR News.